This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Wednesday, March 23rd, and coming up on today's show, today marks the start of the 2016 National High School Invitational, and I spoke with a 2015-18U National Team alumni about facing one of his teammates from last summer in round one. So, let's see what's leading off. We'll start with some non-NHSI news off the top. The Collegiate National Team has had a pair of players accept invites to play for the 2016 squad. Mizzou pitcher Tanner Houck, who was part of last year's historic no-hitter against Cuba, will return for his second straight summer with the CNT. Houck went 1-1 in four appearances with the Collegiate National Team, and he struck out 14 in his 16 2/3 innings of work with a 2.16 ERA. And Zach Warren, a sophomore pitcher from Tennessee, also accepted his invitation to be on the team this summer. Warren is 4-0 with a 1.59 ERA and has 22 strikeouts and 22 2/3 innings pitched thus far in 2016. Announcements of players joining the 2016 CNT will continue to roll in throughout the spring, and you can find those by following USA Baseball on Twitter at USA Baseball or heading to usabaseball.com. The first round of the 2016 NHSI is underway at the National Training Complex, and that incredible level of talent on display here includes 9 USA Baseball National Team alumni and an additional 7 NTDP participants in attendance. From the 2014-14U NTDP, modern-day catcher Carlos Rodriguez and pitcher Tony Jacob and the first academy pitcher Joseph Charles are all here. From the 2014-15U National Team, Flanagan infielder Mark Vientos, and from the 2014-17U NTDP, modern-day outfielder Josh Steven and catcher David Clausen, and Huntington Beach two-way players Hagen Danner and Nick Prado. Moving on to 2015-14U NTDP representatives are Huntington Beach two-way player Joshua Hahn and Chaminade two-way player Brandon Madrigal. The 2015-15U National Team has a trio of alumni in attendance, modern day's Tony Jacob, and the First Academy's Joseph Charles and outfielder Kendrick Kalalea. From the 17U NTDP, Chaminade catcher Nick Kale and Walton two-way player Jason Rooks are both here. And the most represented national team, 2015's 18U National Team, has 5 alumni in attendance. Chaminade outfielder Blake Rutherford, Florence lefty Braxton Garrett, Huntington Beach two-way players Hagen Danner and Nick Prado, and Poly Prep infielder Daniel Baxt. All of these alumni are back in the USA Baseball conversation, but for a different reason: to represent their states and hometowns and play for a National High School Invitational Championship. After the break, you'll hear my conversation with 18U National Team gold medalist Daniel Baxt about his return to the National Training Complex and seeing Hagen Danner on the mound in Poly Prep's Round 1 matchup against Huntington Beach. You're listening to Our Pastimes Podcast. Bucket hats are back, and they are flying off the shelves as orders pile in on usabaseballshop.com. Available in navy, graphite, black, white, and the fan favorite digicamo, you can get your USA Baseball bucket hat while they're still in stock at USA Baseball Shop by heading over to usabaseballshop.com. Joining me now on Our Pastimes Podcast is Daniel Baxt from Poly Prep Country Day School. Daniel, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So this is your first time back at the National Training Complex since you last tried out for the 18U National Team last summer, obviously them making it and going on to win gold in Japan. So what is it like to be back here for the first time since then?
It's awesome. You know, the atmosphere is great. The facilities are as good as it gets. And, you know, I have a lot of great memories here, you know, trying out for Team USA and, you know, getting a lot of work out here.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people see the gold medal, but they don't understand what it takes to get there and the sacrifice that you have to do to get there. So just looking at the fields really reminds me how incredible that run was and how much of a privilege it is to be here.
Absolutely. And you've got a bit of familiarity with it since you got to play at TOS and trials. Does that help you a little bit that you've been here before and you're not sort of in awe of the fields or anything
definitely,
like that?
Definitely. I think that's a major part of playing baseball is being familiar with your environment and, you know, I know when I step up to the plate or when I'm out in the field what the surroundings are going to be, and visually that's really important for me. And it's great because I know how great it is, and I really get to come back here, and I never take it for granted.
Absolutely. And one of the other cool things is that you are going to be running into some of your teammates from that 18U team, including in that first game that you guys get to play against Huntington Beach. What's it going to be like to face off on the opposite side of these guys now that you've been teammates with them?
Well, you know, we've been on opposite sides, you know, during trials and TOS.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be great to see them first and foremost. They're a great group of kids. You know, I know the kids very well that are coming down here. And facing Huntington, it's going to be great. You know, obviously, Nick Prado can't play,
right,
which is disappointing because he's just a tremendous all-around player.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think we're facing Hagen in the first game, so that'll be awesome. You know, he's, you know, in my opinion, one of the best pitchers, not only in his class, but, you know, in my class as well.
Right.
He throws hard, he has great off-speed, and he's just a competitor, so it's going to be great to come out here and mm-hmm. face that kind of competition.
So it'll be good to see him, but you'll get a little trash talk into him, I'm sure?
I don't know about trash talk, I'll go at him for sure. You know, I'll make sure it's a tough battle up there.
Right, so Hagen and them are from Huntington Beach in California. You guys are probably prepped from New York. It's one of my favorite parts of the NHSI. You guys are from opposite sides of the country, but you're some of the best in the game. And you get to represent the state of New York in this. What's it like to be able to say that you're representing your state and your town and your city in a tournament like this?
It's incredible. I mean, you know, I feel like Northeast kind of gets a bad rep. For baseball, you know, we're not outside all winter, and, you know, I think these guys got a couple of games under their belt. But for us, that's no excuse. We're going to represent New York, and we're going to represent the baseball there, and we're going to come out here, and no matter who it is, you know, whether it's Huntington Beach or Florence or whoever it is, we're going to, you know, battle. You know, it's not really about where you're from. It's just how you play the game.
Absolutely. And we'll be able to see that battle between you guys and Huntington Beach again out of California on the first day of the NHSI. So, Daniel, thanks for taking the time and good luck.
Thank you so much.
We'll close out today's show right after this. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. And that'll do it for today's episode of our Pastimes podcast. You can catch all of the action from the 2016 National High School Invitational live at the National Training Complex in Cary, North Carolina, or you can head to usabaseball.com to watch any of the 7 live stream games, 2 per day leading up to the championship game on Saturday at 12:15 p.m. Eastern. Thank you all very much for listening. For Daniel Baxt, I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.